Hi there. The word for you today is abounding. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, Paul writes, "Always abounding in the work of the Lord." Now in Scripture, this word abounding means to overflow. So let's look at three abounding scriptures and see what we can learn from them. Okay? Number one, abounding iniquity. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, that in the last days, iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. Now, this word iniquity means lawlessness. Let me ask you, do you remember your life before you met Jesus? You had no boundaries, did you? You were ruled by your impulses. You'd go anywhere, do anything, and say just about whatever you pleased. Not anymore. Now, I'm not bringing up your past to make you feel bad, but to make you feel grateful for how far you have come and how far God's brought you. And what's the solution to your sin problem? Paul speaks about it in Romans 5, verse 20. Abounding grace is the answer to abounding iniquity. Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. And God's grace can't be earned or merited. And that's a good thing, because we're all spiritually bankrupt when we come to God. But as Martin Luther said, the recognition of sin is the beginning of salvation. In other words, it's feeling bad about your sin that leads to feeling good about God's grace. Do you remember the day Jesus found you, saved you, brought you into his family, and showered you with his blessings? Let me ask you, what should your response to such grace be? Number three, abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 15:58, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You were saved to serve. When you don't, you'll always feel like a fish out of water. So today pray, Lord, I give myself fully to you, to be used in your service as you see fit.